the reassignment of District Ranger Alex Sinkowitz for recognizing and supporting the right of public travel on established Forest Service trails from one piece of publicly owned property across private land to another portion of public land is an abrogation of the public rights he was employed to uphold, among other responsibilities. This travesty apparently came about through the influence upon Senator Steve Daines and Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue by the Montana Farm Bureau and several ranchers in Sweetgrass County. A reasonable conclusion could be that this action contradicts Senator Daines' often voiced support of public lands and their use. Public land ownership is of little use without access. Claiming support for the continued possession and use by a diffuse public is politically indirect, whereas the owners of private land are particular and of direct political economic influence. Politicians are noted for favoring the interests of those whose economic class they wish to aspire and from whom they often receive a good amount of financial support. The utterances of elected officials are generally widely reported in the media as their more discreet influence on lower-ranking public servants are less fully reported. The effect of these small regional decisions are often of serious interest only to a relative few local folk. Cumulatively, they can have a large impact on public rights, delivering great harm to the owners and users of the public estate. Another dangerous and far-reaching problem for the public enjoyment of its lands is congressional defunding of support for agencies responsible for the maintenance of our public heritage. This continued attempt to diminish funding for our public properties is usually justified by some idolatrous claims of unsustainable growth of public debt, while quietly promoting fabulous excesses for the most wealthy and corporations. These disparate practices increase the difference in opportunity between the common man and the private redonor class interests. At present is a bill, H.R. 622, which would eliminate Forest Service law enforcement and prevent Forest Service employees from performing law enforcement on federal lands. Just for a moment, imagine eliminating law enforcement on federal interstate highways. We have all heard about the other astounding amounts of poaching of animals and timber on natural forest lands in third world countries due to lack of adequate law enforcement or the political will to that end. Surely our elected officials wouldn't wish such a thing to occur on our public lands. If the government cannot protect and properly manage our public estate, the obvious solution is the transfer to those financially better suited to look after them, despite official claims now to the contrary. It might be a good thing to write your senators, Daines and Tester, as well as the new representative, Gianforte, inquiring as to their opinions on the reassignment of Alex Sinkowitz and the future of HB 622. Don't hold your breath for a truly sensible answer from two out of the three, of whom I speak, is your guess.